It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. And the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. Why is it the revolution, you ask? Because it's Friday, every single Friday. I'm coming at you live here on Declare Your Independence. My name's Jet Lacy. It is the 4th of June, 2010 already. I can't believe it. It's getting real hot around here. It's going to be 103 today. 108 tomorrow, 110 the next day, 111 the day after that, 112. Oh, my goodness. It's roasting. We had a great show for you today. But, man, I had a really, really fantastic show lined up for you today. But, unfortunately, my man had to cancel at the last minute. He felt really bad. He is no stranger to Republic Broadcasting. His name is Pastor Lindsey Williams. And, I just got the idea in my head. I was like, hey, you know, Pastor Williams, he's not only an expert on the New World Order, he is an expert on the oil business itself, because he was a pastor there for, you know, a few years and befriended some of the elites of the world. So I will have him on with us next Friday, because he has some really good information, really scary information about what is actually going on down there. When I talked to him on the phone, he was talking to me about parts per million and all these different toxins that are actually going to become airborne as the spill progresses. And, you know, they might very well have to evacuate the whole southern United States. Kind of crazy to think about it. And so we're going to do that next Friday. But this Friday, today, we're going to be talking about the Bilderberg Group, like I did a little bit last week, or Monday, actually. But it actually starts today. And since it's actually started, I have more information for you. I have a lot of things that I want to talk about, that this is the New World Order. This is what is going on in our country and in the world. This is what they're doing on purpose. The Bilderberg Group is the New World Order. And what we're going to be talking about is sort of tying it all together. You know, a little bit ago, like last week or two, they had the Trilateral Commission meeting, which in Dublin, Ireland. And so when you have the Trilateral Commission meeting, it gets together just before the Bilderberg Group. And then you got the G20 right after. So you got the Trilateral Commission that'll set them up, that sets up the Bilderberg Group. Then the Bilderberg Group sets up the G20. They get all their ducks in a row, and the G20 comes in and knocks them down, literally. And when I say knocks them down, I mean you and I and our livelihoods. And the only way we are going to be able to beat this is to get out of their system. We have to stop playing by their rules, or it is going to kill us. They want us gone. They want to control each and every one of us, lock, stock, and barrel. And they think that we're just too stupid to live our lives on our own. So, are we? Are we too stupid? I don't know. I'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. We're going to jump into this when we get back in just a minute on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. And the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. Hold on.
There are those that just want to be left alone.
and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Rockefeller, we know what you're doing. We know what you're doing to the world.
Rockefeller, your new world order will never come in. You're running out of time.
Scumbag,
you've rushed it. You screwed up.
You're not going to stop the Irish, Rockefeller, you scumbag.
We are the Irish. We know what you're up to. We know what you're up to, Rockefeller.
You're
it's all going to come tumbling
country.
Down.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and the Revolution Continues with me, Jet Lacy. That was a little bit of We Are Change Ireland, who is just one of those groups, man. You got to check out We Are Change. They are doing some amazing work. It is just citizen journalists like me that if you go out and say you're a journalist, you are, because you're protected under the First Amendment. And We Are Change groups have popped up literally all over the world. And it all started with Luke Radowski in New York City after 9/11, and when they started realizing that we are in a lot of trouble and the stuff did not add up on 9/11. I know there's a lot of people that really, really don't want to believe that, but that's just the way it is. And so these are the things that we have to talk about. These are the things that we have to think about when we're talking about the Bilderberg Group. And so when we talk about the Bilderberg Group, I guess it will help to, I went over this last on Monday, but I want to talk about a little bit from the James Corbett from the Corbett Report wrote, through Daniel Eshelin, who we'll hear a little bit from later on a clip, what the agenda of the Bilderberg Group is. So according to the documents, which Eshelin obtained from his sources inside the secretive group, issues to be discussed in this year's formal deliberations are, 1, will the euro survive? 2, development in Europe, Europe's exit strategy on hold? Do we have institutions that deal with the world economy? Which means they want more control over the world economy. So that's really the cornerstone of the New World Order. Do they have institutions to deal with the world economy? And if they don't, well, what can they do about it in order to bring that about? 4, Greece, lessons and looking forward strategies. 5, NATO and Afghanistan, the practical agenda for the alliance. Again, that is the New World Order versus Afghanistan. And what if you really, really look into what Afghanistan is, if there's really no such thing as Al-Qaeda, and I know people don't want to believe this. And, I guess we're... We got a special guest, a surprise guest coming on the line. So I did not know that this ahead of time. So welcome to the program. What's going on? Oh, I thought Ernie was on the air. You know, Carrie's telling me that, Ernie was on the line. I usually get that as a call. So anyway.
Wait a minute. My confusion. He's ready. He's on the air.
All right, girl. Let's do this. Ernie, what's up? What's up, Ernie?
Are you on break?
No, I'm on the air. I thought you wanted to talk about something on air.
Yeah, I do. You're on air, Dom, so I'm listening to you on the...
Yeah, there's a little bit of a delay, brother. What's going on?
Okay, let me tell you what's going on. This is, right in with your Bilderberger thing. SB 1070, a lot of people, Campaign for Liberty, a lot of constitutional experts, they see this as an essential part of numbering us. It is an essential part of national ID. Now, Russell Pierce wants to have, you have to have, I know it sounds popular with everybody, but you have to have federal approval for you to get a birth certificate in the attempt to make sure that illegal aliens that have babies here do not get birth certificates so they become citizens. That's the way if you're born here, you're a U.S. citizen. Well, that's no longer the case, according to them. Now, tomorrow, they have a rally from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Wesley Bowen Plaza, which that's our state capitol building. Now, it's called PhoenixRally.com. If you go to PhoenixRally.com,
right,
you'll see the whole entire program as Tancredo and Russell Pierce and Sheriff Arpaio and a bunch of, conservative talk show hosts and candidates for office and so on. They're really hammering on this, and it's the next stage. It's not just SB 1070 to where it's papers, please. You got to have papers, please, when before you're born. You have to be federally certified as a U.S. citizen by being born of U.S. citizens. So this is getting really deep. Now, the reason that this is such a big deal is because they have a lot of different patriot groups that nothing to do with the immigration guys. I mean, real constitutionalists that understand this to be national ID.
Right.
Tomorrow afternoon, a lot of us are going out there just passing out information cards. Look, read the bill. Here's where it says right here. We did this before at some Tea Party gatherings, and it had a big impact on them, and that's why they keep they're pushing this. They're bringing it into politics. They're making they're getting the steam ball, the steamroller going on this thing, because the next step is that it's going to be you have to be approved by the federal government Homeland Security in order to get a birth certificate, whether you're born of illegal aliens or not. They're going to know everybody. It used to be that you didn't get a Social Security card until you wanted to go work or something. Then it got to where, I remember when my kids were being born, you couldn't write them off on your taxes as a dependent unless you had a Social Security number.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to make sure you have to get a Social Security number at birth. They try and do it now, but you can just say, bite me. But now it's going to be you have to get into the national database at birth. That's what this is all about.
So that's making putting you on the that is putting you on the plantation from the moment you're born and accepting a set of circumstances at a time when you can't make a decision for yourself.
Oh, it's going to get worse than that. The next stage is going to be in the name of the health of the parent, because we got national health care and all prenatal care and all that kind of stuff. You're going to start getting numbered before you're even born. This has been, the rancher always wants to keep track of his cattle, and that's where this is going. Our goal is to just make it very clear that all of this effort is just to number the cattle. All this other stuff is just smokescreen. This has been, and it used to be 15 years ago, 10 years ago even, that the conservatives would scream at any attempt to even come close to this kind of stuff.
Yep.
And now they're begging for it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that what people, a lot of the listeners don't know is, you know, Ernie and I, we kind of know where each other stands, so we don't typically listen to each other's show all the time. But Ernie, that is exactly the cattle reference, the livestock reference is exactly what I talk about when I fill in for your show. And that's really what it is keeping us all on the same plantation or ranch from cradle to grave.
I'm setting it up right now to post up on Freedom's Phoenix within 15 minutes, they go to Freedom's Phoenix, and I'll have at the top of the page all the links to all the stuff that they're doing. And the only thing that we can do is just go and pass out, you know, information to different websites. Look, go look and read the actual bill. This is where they're doing it. This is where it lives. And they're trying to do this state by state nationally. Mm-hmm. To think that, you know, Russell Pierce and Arpaio and Tancredi and all these guys, you know, demanding this national ID thing on the from the right, and Obama's health care and all this other stuff on the left, to think that they're different is to be naive. They are
right.
Part of the same program.
Two heads
this
of the same hydra.
The same thing. Right.
Yep, two heads of the same hydra.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that out, man, because thanks for doing the show, and I know this segues right into what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
It's all part of the same thing, and while you're doing this, I'm getting this stuff ready. We got the Breakfast Club tomorrow morning, and there we'll share this information, and after that it will go down, and a lot of people there will help us just pass it out. You offer an hour, boom, pass it out, done. We did our bit. Everybody, do you want to know the truth? You go right here, it's all done.
I bought a brand new bullhorn for myself. It's something I've been wanting for a while that I guess that's a good time that I'm going to break it in tomorrow. So,
I'm not for disrupting their thing. You know, let them, they say over here for the truth or something. I mean, I don't want to just, let them have their say. But, I'm not going to allow these people to go and not be informed of it, just be lied to.
Right.
So you just, we blanket every car, we hand out a piece of information to everybody, and then let them do whatever they want, and they'll try and counter it, and they can't. Because it's so obvious. Everybody in support of this bill has not read it. They don't know what it does.
People keep saying they have read it, and they're in agreement with it still, and I just don't understand. These are freedom-loving individuals. And I don't understand the, you know, we had, when Brooke Kelly was on the show last Friday, you know, Mr. Stadmiller, the owner of the network, came on and then had her on the show, and everybody's talking about all this stuff, and you can't make people understand, and I beg, and I beg, and I beg, and I really don't want to talk about the immigration issue today, but, you know, it's really one of those things, Ernie, and I do thank you for calling. I'll look that up during the break, and I'll talk about it a little bit, okay?
Cool.
Thanks, brother. I'll talk to you a bit later. Yeah. You know, all this stuff is, and I'm not trying to tell people they're wrong. I'm not trying to tell people, I'm telling you you're mistaken if you're for this SB 1070. So when we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy, we're going to jump back into this Bilderberg, all this stuff, the G20, Bilderberg, the everything else, the Trilateral Commission, how it comes together. Be right back.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Mr. Rockefeller, you will never get your new world order. We're not your slaves. We are not your slaves.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. The revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. That was interesting. We're gonna talk about that a little bit later, about what Ernie was talking about. For all those listeners that are in the Phoenix area, I know I'll be there. And Brooke Kelly's still in town trying to get her car together, so I'm sure I'll drag her down there too. So anyway, we're talking about the Bilderberg agenda. And it starts today in Sitges, Spain, Sitges, Spain. And I hope you guys will go look into it. Just Google Bilderberg Group, and you will just see a plethora of stuff. But if you'll notice, you're not going to see anything from the mainstream media other than, you know, perhaps the London Guardian. And what was funny about that is there is a comedian named Charlie Skelton. And he went last year to the Bilderberg Group when it was in Greece, and he went sort of to punk it, to sort of make light of it, to make jokes about it. And the way he was treated was so brutal, and he was followed everywhere he went, and he was arrested and accosted by the police, and he spent a lot of time just in detention, never charged with anything. He became a believer. And so he is aware of what is going on with the Bilderberg Group when he went there last year just to punk it, you know, to make fun of it, to make fun of the people that were, you know, to try to dismiss the myths that are out there. And I don't come on this show for any personal gain other than I really need to tell my fellow man about what is going on in the world with the New World Order. Because if we don't do this, we are not going to have a future. We are not going to have a future. And these are the things that we need to understand. So I want to finish talking about the 2010 Bilderberg agenda that they're talking about today. Iran and Russia, that's number 6, economic and financial threats to the alliance. And when they say alliance, they mean the New World Order. There's certain countries out there, and I've said this on the show numerous times, that they aren't participating in the New World Order, so they are vilified over and over and over again in the news. And these are the types of, you're looking at the Irans and the Russias and the Venezuelas. And the thing is I'm not saying that these people have good leaders. I'm not saying these countries have good leaders or these leaders are good people. The fact is they are still standing up to the New World Order, and they're going to end up getting their countries bombed over it because they believe so strongly that the world will just fall to a technocratic dictatorship. We are in a technological dictatorship, and if you go back to what Ernie was just saying, when they even have you on the plantation before you're even born. And then right now it's when you are born, and then they're just trying to incrementally ratchet up the accountability of us to them. So we have to heed everything that they say more and more and more and more. And you're only a slave if you allow yourself to be a slave. So when we get to number seven, the consequences of the war against terrorism, which I think they're, when we say the consequences, we talk about negatives. But from their perspective, I believe it's a positive, because if you look at the amount of civil and individual liberties that have been eroded just in this country since the beginning of 9/11, since the 9/11 occurred, it is astronomically different. And if you look at how Britain has changed, they have more cameras than people. And they're putting cameras and RFIDs and everything, even on the dumpsters and the trash cans that people have. If in Britain, if they deem a parent or parents to be not sufficient, they will put 24-hour cameras in people's houses to monitor them. And if that's not Big Brother, the New World Order, then I don't know what is. I don't remember it being anybody's business how you raise your child. I don't remember it being anybody's business how you live your life. I don't remember it being anybody's business where you go, why, when. What has happened? What is it going to take for people to wake up? Is it going to be the loss of your first meal? Is that what it's going to take? Is it going to be mass unemployment? Is it going to be $7 a gallon gas that they're trying to bring about? You know, in Europe, gas is about $10 a gallon. Here, it's less than $3. They want to bring it up to $7. Do you understand? To fund, you are paying through the nose, in fact, for your own enslavement. And we have to understand that this is what's going on. When we come back, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about who is participating in the Bilderbergs this year. And we're going to play some clips just so you don't have to just listen to me to talk about it, just to give me some backup. When we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and The Revolution Continues with me, Jet Lacy. Love to hear from you. 1-800-313-9443.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
On your feet or on your knees, this is Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. The revolution continues to meet Jet Lacy. That's the way it's breaking down, people. On your feet or on your knees. The choice is yours. I am standing up like a man on my feet, and I am not going to put up with the New World Order's tyranny. I've been telling you this, and I'm telling you with all my heart, I am a peace-loving man. I just want to be left alone. Just like Ernest says, there's two kinds of people in this world. Those that want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. And I am demanding to be left alone. And the deal is I'm not going to go out there and kill anybody. I'm not going to go out there and just start shooting, because that's not what I'm about. The way I feel is if they want to fall on my sword when my back's up against the wall, then that is up to them. Because I am a big man and I can fight, but I don't want to. I don't want to. I desperately don't want to. But they're not allowing us to be left alone. They are further and further and further and further encroaching on our liberties. I want to go over a little bit about who is going to be at the 2010 Bilderberg participant list. You know, and I urge you to take a piece of paper and a pencil down, you know, and write this down, and you can look into these people, because you might not know some of them, because I do a lot of research on this stuff, and, you know, I've come across a lot of these names, and I'm going to basically mostly focus on the American attendees of the Bilderberg Group, because we're only talking about a little over 100 people. And these are people that are just are trying to bring about this New World Order to suit their needs in order to keep us all on the same plantation. That's why I don't understand why there's even any type of racial tension in this country, because we're all N-words now. We are all on the same plantation. We are all slaves, if you really, really want to look at it. I still participate in it as much as I would love to get off the grid. And I admit that that's the case. I mean, I still shop at Walmart. I still drink at Coke. I still drink a Coca-Cola every once in a while. But these, if you go to those two, if you drink Coca-Cola, you're contributing to the New World Order. If you go to Walmart, you're contributing to the New World Order. If you use Microsoft products, you're contributing to the New World Order. If you if you drink out of an aluminum can from Alcoa, you're contributing to the New World Order. So the 2010 Bilderberg participant list is, and this isn't all of them, of course, but we got Etienne Davignon, who's the honorary chairman this year, and he's the vice chairman of Suez Tractebel. He's from Belgium. You have Keith Alexander from the USA, the director of the NSA. And again, all of this, and I'm going to play this in one of the clips later, but for any of these federal officials to be at this meeting in secret where no one is allowed is a felony. It is a violation of the Logan Act. So I urge you to Google Logan Act. Of course, nobody's ever been charged or, brought under charges under the Logan Act, because Obama and Hillary, during 2008, it was in Chantilly, Virginia, the Bilderberg Group, and they both attended in secret. It's been well publicized at this point that they were both there right before the election. So you have Roger Altman, chairman and CEO of Evercore Partners. You have Max Boot, the Gene J. Kirkpatrick Senior Fellow of National Security Studies on the Council on Foreign Relations. There's a surprise. Timothy Collins, Senior Managing Director and CEO of Ripplewood Holdings. You have Nicholas Eberstadt, the Henry Wendt Scholar of Political Economy, American Enterprise Institute for Public Policy Research. You have Niall Ferguson, the Lawrence A. Tisch Professor of History at Harvard University. You have Donald Graham, Chairman and CEO of the Washington Post. The Washington Post, the newspaper, has long been understood as a mouthpiece for the CIA. So look into that for yourself. Richard Holbrooke, U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan. I mean, that's a violation of the Logan Act right there. James Johnson, Vice Chairman of Perseus. Vernon Jordan, who's like Clinton's best buddy, Senior Managing Director of Lazard Ferris Company. John Keane, Senior Partners of SCP Partners, a retired general in the U.S. Army. Muhtar Kent, President and CEO of the Coca-Cola Company. There's a shocker. Klaus Kleinfeld, President and CEO of Alcoa. So if you use any aluminum products, people, you're contributing to the New World Order. Henry Kravis, Senior Fellow of the Hudson Institute. Pascal Lamy, Director General of the World Trade Organization of the UN. From Germany, Peter Loescher, CEO of Siemens, Siemens has always been part of the New World Order. From Canada, Frank McKenna, former ambassador to the U.S. Craig Mundy, Chief Research and Strategy Officer, Microsoft. From Canada, Heather Monroe Bloom, President and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, Montreal. As always, Beatrix, Queen of the Netherlands. Her father founded the Bilderberg Group in 1954. She is the New World Order. And like I said, and from Finland, Olila Jorma Olila, Chairman of Royal Dutch Shell, which she owns. just like the Queen of England, owns BP, British Petroleum. That is why they're not doing anything. The Queen of England is the New World Order. The Queen of the Netherlands is the New World Order. They have been for a long time. We have Frederic Oudéa, CEO of Société Générale, which is a bank in one of the big banks in France. Richard Pearl, resident fellow, American Enterprise Institute for Public Policy Research. You have, the usual suspects. David Rockefeller, former chairman, Chase Manhattan Bank. Barnett Rubin, director of studies and senior fellow, Center for International Cooperation, New York University. Josette Sheeran, executive director, UN World Food Program. James Steinberg, the deputy secretary of state. Another one that's in violation of the Logan Act. Sophia, the Queen of Spain. We have Peter Sutherland, chairman of BP and chairman Goldman Sachs International. There's a surprise. Goldman Sachs and BP executive all wrapped up in one neat package going to the New World Order meeting of the year. We have, here's a shocker, Paul Volcker. Chairman, Economic Recovery Advisory Board. He's one of Obama's top advisors. Again, another violation of the Logan Act. We have James Wolfensohn, Chairman Wolfensohn & Company from the USA. Ooh, here's another surprise. Paul Wolfowitz, neocon extraordinaire. Visiting scholar, American Enterprise Institute for Public Policy Research. See, they go in and out between private industry and the government. Robert Zoellick, president of the World Bank, which is one of the large central banks of the world. So we have all these people. And I just looked up on prisonplanet.com, and the eugenicist, you got to understand, they're Bill Gates. Will be at Bilderberg Group and will be addressing the group. You have to understand that Bill Gates is scum of the earth and he wants nothing more than you to be wiped off the face of the earth. You know, and he's doing it through vaccines. And it's always under a veil of something really nice, like he's doing something really good for the world. But what he's doing is sterilizing people in Africa and adding things to the vaccines that will give us cancer, will make us sterile, so there will be less people on the earth. Bill Gates' father was the head of Planned Parenthood. Look it up. Don't believe a thing that I say. I'm telling you, I've done my research. So I want to play a clip right now. And this is Daniel Eschelin, who is the premier, along with Jim Tucker, investigator of the Bilderberg Group. And then we'll talk about it when we get back in just a second.
It's to control the air, control the sun, control the people. You're talking about the control of absolutely everything on the planet. These are the people who actually control the purse strings. When you control the purse strings, you control the world.
Eschelin matched up dates with Bilderberg meetings. He said the group agreed on the date for the invasion of Iraq, set oil prices, caused the world economic crash. Heck, he claims that they even gave Barack Obama their blessing to run for president. And Obama and Hillary Clinton did attend the Bilderberg meeting in Virginia in 2008. Daniel, if the Bilderbergs are successful and they create this one world government type scenario, how does that affect John Q. Public, the everyday citizen?
When you have all these regions merging into one, you're going to have a world constitution, which is going to take precedence of American constitution.
So, Daniel, the Bilderbergs are out to destroy the sovereignty of the United States of America. We're like the last bastion left.
It's the last beacon of hope we have.
Taking our freedoms? I thought that was bad enough. But Eschelin said it doesn't end there. We Americans aren't only too independent. The Bilderbergs think there's too many of us to control. So they want to start eliminating people. people like you and me.
Needless to say, the people who control the world, they don't need 7 billion people. They just need enough people to work the fields as they did 700 years ago. So in a society like the American society, if you actually have growth, if you actually have progress, you're creating something for future generations.
Which is what the Bilderbergs are trying to destroy.
Exactly.
They will induce a pandemic using the nasal mist vaccine, which is a live attenuated virus. That means that if I take it, I can infect you. You're going to get the flu. Everybody around us is going to get the flu. Then the United States government, based on their statements that they've already made, will say, oh my, we have a pandemic. Oh my goodness, we don't have enough doses. So we'll admix squalene at the 90,000 injection stations that the Department of Health and Human Services announced that they will ship the vaccines to.
People lining up, sometimes by the hundreds, for an H1N1 flu shot.
What that means is a Holocaust, a genocidal Holocaust. Men and women will sicken and die, and those who survive will be infertile.
If people start dying massively from these inoculations, won't there be like a revolution, a rebellion, a rising up from the peasants?
Briefly, until the 420,000 U.S. military swing into action. If you remember, NORTHCOM, the Northern Command, was created not long ago to, among other things, relocate the population in the event of civil disorder or pandemics.
Doctor, what you're saying is that if people refuse these vaccinations, that FEMA's going to put them into almost like concentration camps around the country?
I think you have to leave out the word almost.
Doctor, how can you say this stuff?
Let me tell you a story. In 2003, I had a patient in my drug-free medical practice who was a head of state. And one day she said, you know, it's almost time for the great culling.
The great culling, which is exactly what I'm talking about all the time here on The Revolution Continues. Me, Jet Lacy. And so you look at, you know, that was a clip that was taken from various episodes of Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. And just like Daniel Eschelin said, the U.S. is the last beacon of hope for the world. And why is that? Because we are about the last armed society in the world. And we have the Constitution there to back us up. And we are in the right. We were right. Our founding fathers were right when they tried to create a free society. Because although they're rare, it is the way God intended us to live in relative peace and freedom. You know, and what he said also was growth and progress, something for the future generations, exactly what the Bilderbergs don't want. They want you to live on subsistence wages. They want you to absolutely need them. And so when you need them, they own you. And when they own you, they're going to do whatever they see fit with you. And when you're on their plantation and you are not, you know, participating or producing for them, you are going to be unceremoniously culled from the herd. This is the beginning of the great culling. And if we do not stand up, these things are going to come to pass, and I don't want that to happen, and that is why I'm here on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and The Revolution Continues with me, Jet Lacy. When we come back in just a minute, we're going to keep talking about this. Again, I'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. I know this isn't the most tasteful topic, but I'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Well, it's not what the man coming around is not exactly what Johnny Cash was talking about when I play that. But there is a man coming around taking names. It is the man. And he will decide who to blame and who to free. And you are not going to be the one freed. I can guarantee you that. Because there is 100 people gathered in Sitges, Spain right now that is deciding our fate for the next few years. So you had a couple of weeks ago the Trilateral Commission meeting, which was created by the Trilateral Commission was created by Zbigniew Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger, who are two the top advisors to Obama right now, as well as David Rockefeller. So you got the Trilateral Commission meeting in Dublin to make their recommendations to the Bilderberg Group, because Kissinger, Brzezinski, and David Rockefeller all belong in the Bilderberg too. And so then what happens there is they make the recommendations, and you look at the people that were that I was talking about, head of the NSA, and you know, Paul Volcker, one of the head, you know, advisors to Clinton too. And then what they're going to do is take those recommendations from the Bilderberg Group, and they're going to turn them into something real, which is at the G20 coming up in Toronto. The G20, so you got the Bilderberg that makes the decisions, then they leave, take those decisions, and tell the leaders of the various governments what is what to do and how to handle things. Our governments have been co-opted by the New World Order. We are under a New World Order now. We just don't feel it every second of every day in our lives. It doesn't mean it's not there. Just like when something is out, a sound is outside of the audible spectrum, does not mean that sound does not exist. Just because we have a limited vision within a certain spectrum of light, it does not mean that that light outside of our visible spectrum does not exist. So, oh, we got a caller, Betty in North Carolina. Are you with me, Betty?
Hello.
Yeah, good morning. Well, good afternoon to you, Betty. What's going on?
Well, I'd like to have you critique something for me.
Sure.
When I go to my local precinct, I'm going to be voting for two offices at the federal, two at the state, and two at the county.
Mm-hmm.
And of those six representatives, I would like to be able to say that I have two major issues, and I'd like them to sign off something on a piece of paper that I might get notarized. And the two items I would use, one is the Admiralty Law flag mm-hmm. in our courts, and the second one is the fact that the Wake County, pardon me, the county sheriff is the highest in the county so far as law enforcement goes.
Yes, I think that those are pretty good. I think those are good ways to... Do you think you can get them to sign off on something like that?
Well, if I've only got six offices to be concerned about that, of course the judges are in addition to that. We have a lot of judges going up that we'll be voting on in November. But to me, I think it needs to be done.
Do you have anything else you want to add, or do you want to
hold on? No, just like to hear you discuss it.
All right, well,
and I'll hang up.
Thank you so much, Betty. Have a great weekend. When we come back on Declare Your Independence, I will talk about that. When we get back, it's just a one-minute break, and then we'll jump back into this Bilderberg business. Give us a call, 800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. See you in a minute.